WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Only one rock group from the British invasion of the 1960s is still together. It's the Kinks. In fact, the group still tours. Their latest album, The Road, was recorded during three U.S. concerts last year. But rock historian Ed Ward says his favorite Kinks songs are from the past.
It's sort of a shorthand. When people my age are getting to know each other, a question that always seems to come up is, did you like the Beatles or the Stones? Well, there was no question as far as I was concerned. The answer was easy. The Kinks.
He don't need no citizenship to ease his troubled mind. At work he is invariably unpleasant and unkind. Why should he care if he is hated in his home? Cause he's got a house in the country and a big sports car.
In the film A Hard Day's Night, the Beatles were asked, are you mods or rockers? And George replied, mockers. That was at least part of the Kinks' appeal. Starting with their 1966 hits Well-Respected Man and Dedicated Follower of Fashion, they mocked the swinging London scene that Americans looked at from afar with such wonderment. The Kinks not only bit the hand that fed them, they had a little bit of it for tea every afternoon. But there was another thing about the Kinks. In the days before Sgt. Pepper bowled us over with its awesome technology, there existed an album that some of us thought was the finest ever to come out of Britain. Face to Face was released in the fall of 1966, and although it didn't sell all that well, there was no doubt that it had some of the finest songwriting we'd ever heard.
The taxman's taken all my dough and left me in my stately home, blazing on a sunny afternoon, and I can't sail my yacht. He's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon. Save me, save me, save me from this squeeze.
Sunny Afternoon, the story of a man who'd lost everything and just didn't care, was the hit. The last one the band would have for many years, in fact. But as sweet and subtle as it was, there were other pleasures lurking in the grooves of Face to Face. There was the satire of Holiday in Waikiki, for instance, reminding a lot of us that Hawaii was in the USA. The man behind these songs was Raymond Douglas Davies, and we wondered about him. We knew he'd founded the band with his brother Dave, but outside of the songs, he didn't seem to have much visibility. He was never in the chic clubs or dating actresses. The rumors had it that he was depressive, just holding on to his sanity. Songs like Rainy Day in June seemed to bear it out.
Misty shadow spread its wings, covered all the ground, and even though the sun was out, rain came pouring down, and all the light that disappeared and faded in the gloom. There was no hope, no reasoning.
Early in 1967, the Kinks put out an album called Something Else, a mishmash of tracks including a couple by Dave Davies. But at the end of the record was a song that indicated that maybe Ray had found peace at last. It was, in my opinion, the last truly great song he's written, Waterloo Sunset.
So busy.
me feel dizzy. Taxi light shines so bright, but I don't need no friend. As long as I gaze on Waterloo sunset, I am in paradise. Every day I look at the world from my window. Chilly, chilly is the evening time. Waterloo sunset time. Waterloo sunset time.
The Kinks went on to success with a beery theatrical live show, which never appealed to me. Face to Face is out of print now, almost unavailable. But for my money, in 1966, it beat the Beatles and the Stones.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, the Rolling Stone history of rock and roll. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle. And happy birthday to Ray Davies. He turns 44 today. This is Fresh Air.